Blog Talk Radio.
Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shawnee Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together on Life's Highway, where I truly believe God is the light illuminating each and every step along the way and directing our path. And I'm excited to have each and every one of you, our global listening audience, join us, and we sincerely value your participation here on Motivational Mondays, this time of empowerment. Hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, ultimately so that you may fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays, with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your dreams, and ultimately live out your goals. If you've missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, letter U, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. On our last installment of Motivational Monday, we took a rich and empowering journey around the subject of divorcing your comfort zone. Here's a quick summary of the 6 keys that were shared and that I have found to truly be true around this subject of divorcing your comfort zone. Number 1, we must continuously allow ourselves to be stretched out of our comfort zone. We must identify what's keeping you in your comfort zone. Put a face to it. You must stop making excuses. There's no excuse greater, no excuse that you can give that would prevent you from the fulfillment of your assignment. No excuse is greater than the assignment that you have been called to. Manage your weaknesses. Whatever those weaknesses are that make you feel uncomfortable, you have to manage them, or guess what? They will manage you. Your fears, whatever your fears are, those false evidences appearing real, you have to face them head on. And ultimately, you have to make a decision that nevertheless, in spite of, you will live out your dreams. And speaking about living out your dreams, today's installment of Motivational Mondays, on today's installment, we have Disney star Trinity Stokes and the Stokes family sharing with us around the subject of living the dream. Before I give a formal introduction, I want to encourage you right now in this moment to take a pause. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment, invite someone to the show, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send a text, send a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do, we ask that you take a quick moment to do that, to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious and sincere thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Let me do this. Let me set up where we're going to go on today's broadcast. We're going to have a dialogue with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes in today's show, and then we will give you, our audience, the opportunity to participate. Maybe you have a question or a comment specifically around today's subject. This will lend to an interactive environment, and we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at the appropriate time. Well, without further ado, let us welcome today's in-studio guest, the Trinity. The Trinity is vivacious, unique, and undeniably talented. Trinity Stokes is a quadruple threat who has emerged in the entertainment industry as one to watch in 2016 as an actress, singer, author, and fashion designer. Trinity proves time and time again that she can do it. She can currently be seen starring on the Disney Channel hit series KC Undercover opposite Zendaya. She plays the role of Judy Cooper. Let us welcome our in-studio guests along with her mom and dad, the Stokes family, Kia and Tarante Stokes, the Stokes family. Welcome to Motivational Mondays here on Inspired Media for You.
Hi.
Hello, hello. I'm so honored and so appreciate that you all are taking out the time in your busy schedules to share with us here on Motivational Mondays as we're talking about living the dream. I remember a little over 2 years ago, you shared with us, and it was right at the time when Trinity landed this dynamic role. But I know that it all started with the work in your lives, and at that time you were being driven by the dream, and now you're living out the dream. How has this journey been for you so far?
The journey has been amazing. It's been so much fun, and I've been
sounds like we're having a slight technical difficulty. I heard that this journey has been amazing, and then the line cut out. So, family, if you are there, jump back in. If not, we will share a little bit more about our in-studio guests, giving them the opportunity to reconnect. Are you
okay,
there?
Okay, so, yes.
Excellent.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and welcome back. So you were saying that this journey has been amazing.
Yes, and I've had a lot of time to be able to correct my craft and be able to make it better, and I have really allowed God to be able to make my craft even better and use it for His glory.
You know, and that is so awesome because I know that we have individuals that are listening and they're probably thinking, well, what wisdom can I glean from this young person? What age are you?
I'm 10. I just turned 10.
Of course, I know that, but I wanted our listening audience to know that. You are 10 years old. And
yes.
I know that you started acting when you were, I believe it was age 3, right?
Yes, I was 3 when I started acting.
Amazing. Now, you are on the hit series, KC Undercover, and you
yes.
are now a mentor. It's so exciting, going into your third season, right?
It is very exciting, and I cannot wait for you guys to see more of the show.
I look forward to seeing more of the show, too. I have to tell you, you are absolutely hilarious, vivacious,
oh,
unique, and undeniably talented. All of those various things I would say about who you are. How does it feel to now be a mentor to young people ages 2 to 11?
It's really great because now I'm able to share with the world everything that I've learned from my journey so far, and it's really great to be able to tell the world what I have learned.
Wonderful. And what would you say is some of the things that you have learned in this journey of trusting God? Because I know that your story started with a prophetic word being spoken into your life. And I don't know if Mom wants to come in and share and set that portion of the story up, because there was such a driver from this word driven by the dream at the time that that's what brought you from Mississippi to California, right?
It was a drive.
Yes, that's how we got here through the that we wanted to be an actress. So we prayed and we fasted and we started putting things in motion, and then we went to the Potter's House for Wi-Fi service and Bishop Jakes. It was we were going to the leap year, 2012, and we went to the service. And he continued the service on that Sunday morning, and he said, "This is your year of destiny." He said, "This is a leap year. It is time for you to live on purpose." He said, "This is the year that the Lord is going to thrust you into your destiny. You just have to trust and believe him and walk in it." And so that's what we did.
And, you know, I know others, Kia, are encouraged by what they're hearing, because so many would think, you know, I have this word, I don't know where to go with this word, and now you all are living the dream. And you took quite a leap of faith around that word that you received from Bishop P.D. Jakes at the Potter's House. You were living in Mississippi at the time.
Oh, yeah.
What happened there? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we were there, and we were holding on to that word, and we decided to pack up our house. And we packed up our house, and we prayed, and we waited, and we decided that we were leaving. My husband didn't have a job still, but couldn't tell that to everybody, because we picked the next year, so this would be something like that for us.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sounds like the window is down or the sunroof is open. We're hearing a lot of wind factor right now. I know that you all are on the road, but we're not getting any of that beautiful story that you're sharing. So if you can maybe adjust that and then share that with us.
Okay, can you hear me?
You are nice and crystal clear now. Whatever adjustment you made,
okay.
That was perfect.
Okay. Yeah, so we were in Mississippi, and we were there, and we were in a place where, okay, God, you know, you've given us the word. You've given, you know, us the dream. And we need to act on it. However, we had no open doors. We didn't have any opportunities. Ron couldn't find a job. And he said, you know, either you're going to believe me or you're not. You can talk faith all you want to, but when are you going to walk out faith? And so we put our house on the market. We packed it up. And we put a date on the calendar. And we said, this is when we're leaving. And that's what we did. I mean, we had faith even down to, we said we were going to get the budget truck on this day. We didn't get the money for the budget truck until the day before. You know, the Lord opened up the door. But we're
going. And, you know, people need to know that when you are walking by faith, faith, one, it stretches you way out of your comfort zone. How, you know, apropos to disconnect with what we spoke about last week here on the broadcast, but it stretches you out of your comfort zone. And I love you being transparent. And thank you so much for your openness and letting people know that you were walking by faith. You had to get this truck. You didn't have the money until the day before, but you're just moving by faith. And some people would have said, oh, well, throw in the towel. God's not moving. And that's the enemy. See, if you hadn't continued to move forward, you wouldn't even be living in this now moment of living the dream. You would still be in Mississippi, right?
That's so true.
we would still be in Mississippi. We would still be dreaming. And I can honestly say if we had not left when we did, we probably would have never left.
And you know what? That is so real, and I thank you for sharing that because I know that someone listening in, they needed to hear that you need to just step out. When you get that word from God, you need to step out. You need to hold on until. And so fast forwarding us back to 2016, the Trinity gets this dynamic role on Casey Undercover, now going into her third year. Tell us about Casey Undercover and the role of Judy Cooper, who I know is she's just hilarious. Tell us a little bit from your point of view about Judy Cooper.
Okay, so Judy Cooper is this super smart and sassy robot. She has like a dictionary for a brain, and she's really sassy, and she's a know-it-all. And basically she's like the brains of the family. And she's really similar to me, other than obviously I'm not a robot. I mean, I don't have a dictionary for a brain, you know.
But are you saying you're a little sassy and you think you're a know-it-all?
Well, no. I think I can be sassy at some points, but I don't think I'm a know-it-all.
And, of course, you know your PLC as Trinity affectionately calls me, her personal life coach, knows you very well, and of course not at all, but definitely vivacious in your personality, big personality. You know, and speaking of big personality, it was so cute. I did a vertical leap this weekend in Sacramento, and one of the trainers there remembered me telling the story about your boss class. I know, right? You shifting from superstar to megastar, and you're living dream of megastar.
Hey, it had to happen.
It definitely had to happen. And so tell us about the various projects that God has given you that you are working on. You have a song, hit song out. You have a fashion line. I mean, I can go on and on. Share with us about the different projects. Are you sure you're 10?
I am so sure I'm 10. I am positive that I'm 10. I'm positive.
That you've accomplished all of this. So what I desire for those that are listening in to know that you're never too young and it's never too late. So share with us about some of your projects.
Okay, so I have my fashion line, which is called Designs by the Trinity, which has tons of vibrant colors and super funky, cute summery outfits and fall outfits. I really wanted to make the clothes to kind of resemble my personality a little bit, so that way they're kind of just like pretty and they're colorful and they have really, really different styles. And then I have my music, and I'm working, this fall, I'm working on getting some more songs out for you guys, and I am also working on my acting, as you guys know, and my writing. I have a book that is going to come out next year, and I am so excited for you guys to read it.
Wow, you are writing a book? Really? Is it about your life story, or what is it about?
Not this one, not this one, not yet.
Okay.
It's a book about core character traits.
Look at you. That's a new one that I didn't know about. I'm so excited for you and how encouraging and inspiring you are that you are living your dream. And I have to say that I honor your parents. I honor your mom and dad because they have truly instilled the word of God in you. They have done a great job of training up a child in the direction that she should go. And when she's old, she wouldn't depart from it. And I know that truly there's nothing that you perceive you can't do because of the foundation that you've received. Isn't that correct? Would you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. I believe that I could fly if I had wings.
I love it. And so when does, I want you to tell us several things. One, when does the next season of Casey Undercover start on the Disney Channel? And I know you mentioned your song, but I want to share with people, how can they get your song?
Okay, well, you guys can get my song on iTunes and Amazon. Just look up The Trinity, Win Now, and it will change your life.
And I want to make sure that you know the correct spelling is obviously The Trinity. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
T-R-I-N-I-T-E-E.
Spell it one more time.
T-R-I-N-I-T-E-E.
Now share with our listening audience who are listening in today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. What wisdom have you gleaned so far, age 10, about living the dream? What would you say to someone listening in that feels like I have hesitation, I'm afraid, I don't know if I can do it? What wisdom would you share with them?
That when God has given you a promise, and you should just go ahead and act on it. Don't have disbelief that He won't perform it, because He will if He has given you a promise, and to always have faith.
To always have faith and trust God based on His promises. I have to ask you, has this journey of trusting God been easy?
No, it hasn't. It has not been easy.
What are some of the things that you have done that help you to trust God?
The things that I have done that probably help me trust God is probably read my scripture more. That also helps me.
Sounds like we're getting into a little bad area there. Say it one more time.
Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
I like to read my scripture, because when I read my scripture, it helps me realize that He won't fail me, and when He gives me a promise, He's going to act on it. So.
Wonderful. So God's word is really your foundation, and that's really where you get your power from, isn't it?
It is so true. That is exactly where I get my power from.
So I was sharing with you that this weekend we had a vertical leap in Sacramento, and one of our trainers in the region brought you up. And do you know that people got excited in the audience? They almost all of them knew who Judy Cooper was.
And oh, wow, really?
Yeah, like a large percentage of the people. It is so awesome. I mean, you have quite a following. I understand it's something like 1.5 million watch the show.
Wow, okay, that's a lot.
Isn't that a lot? And that's why I said, how does it feel to know that you are a mentor to all of these young people?
It feels really great, because I know that God is with me every step of the way, so that way He can make sure that I make good decisions and good choices.
Wonderful. And I know, I can imagine, because you are without question undeniably talented, you are unique in your gift and all of those various things that we would say about the Trinity. And I'm sure that people, you have haters, right?
Yes.
How do you deal with haters?
I try my best not to really interact, because I just don't really want to interact with all of that. Normally I just leave it alone, but I just pray about it, and it'll just go away.
Wow, you have such a strong core. You are a great model and example to show that with God, all things are possible. And if we keep things in perspective and truly keeping God first, I can hear without question that you are keeping God first on this journey. What are some of the things that we have to look forward to? I know you're going into the studio. Are there some other projects that you can discuss that you're working on at this time that you can share with us?
I'm really going to focus on my music, so you guys will be hearing more of me and my singing. So watch out for that.
We're looking forward to that. Now, what if someone is saying that they want to just stay in touch with and or follow you? How could they do that?
Okay. You guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat at @the_Trinity, T-R-I-N-I-T-E-E.
Say it one more time.
You guys can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat at @the_Trinity, T-R-I-N-E.
So why don't you share with us about one of your favorite episodes? I know they're probably all your favorites, but share with us about one of the episodes that maybe stands out the most for you that you've had to do so far.
The episode that stood out to me the most so far was probably the circus episode. That was so much fun because I've always wanted to be in a circus, and we got to wear really cool outfits and everything.
Do you do your own, quote-unquote, stunts on the show?
Yes, some of them, most of them.
Are we going to be able to look forward to the Judy Cooper puffballs this season?
Oh, yes. Get ready for the puffballs, baby. But we're still in season two, so.
I love it. That is definitely undeniably Judy Cooper. What else would you like to share with us about this journey of living the dream?
I think that maybe you should really focus in on God with whatever your journey may be, because he will definitely keep you grounded.
He definitely will keep you grounded, no question about it. I love that great wisdom. Is Kia, are you there live with us? Any thoughts that you want to share or in addition to what we've already talked about?
Here she is. Hi.
Hi, Momager. Any thoughts that you want to share around this journey of living the dream, any insight, wisdom?
Well, I can say that first, I am not a momager, Shania.
I know. You know that's my nickname for you. I know that she has an official name and all of that.
I was just messing with you. Well, this journey.
You are the momager behind the scenes, though, so they can't get it twisted. She may have a manager, but Kia is the momager, pulling the strings, working the things behind the scenes.
Well, you know, I try to keep it separate. That's one thing I want to let all of the listeners know sometimes. You know, we as moms, we are those best managers, but sometimes we have to take a step back, and we have to separate the two and be a mom and let someone else do the managing, so that way that your child can always feel comfortable with coming and talking to you as their mom. That's something I had to learn.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And I know the relationship that you as a family have, you are so tight. And one of the things that I really love and honor and reverence and respect about you as a family is that you truly keep God first, and that your heart is always to make sure that everyone stays grounded, even on this journey of what God is doing and, you know, how he has started out with just what was a hope. And now he has manifested that into a thing, and you're living this dream of that word that was spoken. And I know it hasn't been easy, but the fact that you keep God at the core, at the center, really blesses me. I love it. I honor
thank
you all
you
so much for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
Absolutely.
As long as we keep him first, then we know that no matter what we have to encounter, because there are a certain number of attacks. When you are living your dream, there are, as they say, different levels, different devils. There really are different attacks that you, you know, encounter. So it is important that you keep God first so that you can make it through those attacks, sane and not retaliating or reacting to the targets, the darts that are coming your way. And if you're not focused and grounded in the Word and in the Lord, then you can mess up your witness. And we can't afford to mess up our witness. He's given us a unique platform, and we have to use it, you know, for His glory. And if we don't keep Him first, then there's no way for us to use the journey for His glory.
And that is just such great wisdom because, you know, we've seen in the media where individuals reacted. They did not, quote, unquote, master their emotions. I'm sure that they could rewind and go back. They would say, wow, I would do it differently. But they can't because you're living life in the spotlight. And one situation could make things go awry. And so I love that you're sharing that we have to stay focused and anchored. You know, I would love to take this opportunity, if agreeable, to, we may have a caller or two, we may have someone that wants to make a comment or statement or what have you. Would love to welcome them in, if agreeable.
Sure.
Totally.
Yay, let's do it. We're having some fun here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams Wells.
Oh, yeah.
For our listening audience, this is your opportunity to chime into our broadcast. You may press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is the time, again, in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on your electronic device, you have to dial in. Dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to be added to the host queue. Meanwhile, we will continue our dialogue and discussion. Oh, I'm excited. It looks like we have a caller.
Too.
Yay, caller, area code 916, last 4 digits, 2518. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Trinity and the Soaps family.
Greetings, family. This is Coach Charlene from Sacramento. Hey, Trinity.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. You know, I was very impressed with you when we came to Vertical Leap in May, and I thought you displayed such professionalism at your age. I could not believe that you were only, I think you were 9. Or is it what?
Yes,
it 10,
I was 9 then.
Yes.
Thank you
anyway,
so much. I really appreciate it.
Yes, yeah. Looking forward to seeing you soon. But here's a question I have for you. So, who are your mentors?
Okay, well, other than Coach Shania, it's my mom and my dad.
Oh, so sweet. That is
wonderful.
Yeah,
they're really the best.
And my other question, and then I will leave you alone. I'm always talking about you and Boss the Movement because that encourages other kids to get involved in Boss the Movement. So what would be the one thing, if you can say one thing, that you learned the most from being in Boss the Movement when you were in it?
The most thing that I learned, probably being able to, that's hard.
I know.
I learned so much. It's like 21
okay.
weeks. Oh, wow.
Okay,
like the pledges, I really enjoyed the pledges because I was able to, I'm still able to go back to those and refer those in my daily life. So.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm just
You're welcome.
Very excited to watch you in your journey, and you're very inspiring to so many people. So many people out here in Sacramento love you, and we hope to get you out here to be a speaker soon.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. To God be the glory. I would love to do that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
and
bye.
And thank you, Coach Charlene. Love you, family. And
love
wow,
you too.
I'm like, Tito, where's the tissue that I'm in there with Mom and Dad? Coach Charlene,
oh,
is it press one to take yourself out of the host queue? Press one.
Spare me, please.
To take yourself
spare
out of the
me.
Host queue. Stop it, Kia. Stop it. I do. I need my tissue box. I'm so honored.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I am. What an honor to be considered one of your mentors. And what are some of the things that you aspire? I know we talked about different things, but I know there's more that you want to accomplish on your journey, and you're just at the start of it. You've done a lot. You're still doing things. What are some of the things that you haven't done yet that you desire to do later in your career?
Okay.
Or down the line?
Well, so far right now, I want to have my own fashion house in London. That's one of the things I aspire. And I also want to be a director.
I'm looking forward to the fashion house because, you know, one of your early designs, I'm still waiting for my dress. That would have been so
what?
Cute for me in Sacramento.
What?
You know, I have to mess with you about my dress. I know that you don't normally make them in these larger, more voluptuous sizes. I get it. I'm beyond
it's
the
fine.
Scope. I get it.
No.
And you
you're
are
good,
truly, thank you. You are such a fashionista. What are some of the things that we have to look forward to in your character this season that you can share with Judy Cooper?
Well, she starts to experience more human characteristics. She's starting to kind of develop, like, emotions, but not too much. And then she's getting more and more stunts in this season, so that's really cool.
Ah, that should be fun, that you get more stunts to be able to really expand and stretch.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for that.
And you have such a cool cast. Tell us a little bit
it's
about
a great
how
cast.
Is it to work? I mean, really, how is it to work with such a dynamic cast?
Oh, it's really great working with the cast because we all get along like one big happy family. So it's really, really fun.
That is awesome. And what are some of the other things that you have done? I know this was one of the majors on your roster of things that you have done on your bio, but I know that you started at age 3. Is there some other things that you did prior to this particular role?
Yes, I did a lot of commercials and tons of theater. So theater, I was raised up in theater, so theater is so much fun for me.
I know. Weren't you in Mom's First Play?
I was in my mom's first play, and I was so excited for that. I was 3 when I was in her play, and my mom said that I stole the show.
You know, I remember that someone made a statement about you stealing the scenes, that they said you remind them of the Gary Coleman back in his day on Different Strokes. Because he
hey, that's a compliment.
I know, right? Someone gave you that compliment. I'm not going to say who gave you that compliment, but someone did
Mr.
give you that Kadeem compliment.
Mr. Kadeem calls me that all the time.
Oh, okay, see, I didn't want to put any names out there. I was willing to not put names out there. But, yes, it's so cute that you have that because, like you said, I mean, people know Gary Coleman, and he really made his mark on the show. And so I love it. That is such a great honor. Because you really
it's
do
great.
Bring such a freshness to the show and such levity, and there's such a richness that you bring in your role. It really adds great value.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. It is well deserved. I love that Coach Charlene asked the question about Boss the Movement. I know that you are continuing to grow in BOSS and staying active. We do have a Vertical Leap coming up for those that are interested, September the 10th and the 11th, just in a couple of weeks. Just got out of the Vertical Leap in Sacramento. And so BOSS, the movement, has been impactful in your life. You were like, I've been there for 20 weeks. I know you said the pledges or something that stood out. Was there anything else that stood out? I know it was a lot. Anything else that stood out for you in that journey? Has it helped you with where you are today?
I think just my pledges, because, I mean, you can use them in so many different ways, and they really help you boost up your confidence and really, really believe God's word.
Excellent. And I want to remind our global listening audience, our broadcast is open. If you have a question or a comment for our in-studio guests, Cindy Stokes and family, feel free to press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're on your electronic device, you would have to dial in, and you would dial 516-453-9374, 516-3-9374. Press 1 to be added to the host queue. I know that a part of the call that God has on your life is a minister of the gospel. You did your first sermon at your church. How was that?
I did. That was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. And that was probably amazing. I wish you could have been there to hear it.
I know. I hate that I couldn't be there in person. It was the same weekend as a Vertical Leap. But, of course, you know, I have had the pleasure of listening to your sermon. Do you remember some of the highlights that you shared for the audience?
For the first one, the very first sermon, the recent one?
Yes, the recent one.
Recent one was that the parents can't tell the child to do something, not to do something, and then the parent goes back right behind them saying that, and then they go and do the exact same thing that they told their child not to do. And so it's called partial obedience.
What I love about that, Trinity, is that we have to model and not just say. So we have to create, we have to behave in a manner that would be a good model and not just say, do as I say, not as I do. There was such a richness in the message that you shared. How is it that you had that opportunity come up? 10 years old,
well,
speaking a sermon?
Hey, God was on me. So basically, at our church, we had youth day, and so children were preaching all of the services, so I preached 9 o'clock. But last year, it was like game night or whatever during 5 o'clock service, so I was their guest speaker, and that's where I did my very first sermon.
You really do walk in poise and leadership. I know that you met the president and first lady of the United States.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. I was so excited. That was so cool.
You know, did you tell President Obama and First Lady Michelle that I said hello? Did you even think about me at all and tell them I said hi?
No. I mean, I was really trying to enjoy my moment with the commander-in-chief of the country.
I understand. Guess what? Looks like we have another caller. Area code 90988. 74. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and the Trinity.
Good evening, family. How are you all doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing perfect. Thank you so much for asking. You know, Trinity, I think I heard you say you wanted to be a director or a producer.
Yes, I want to be a director.
Okay, and I was wondering if you had an opportunity right now to choose what kind of show you were directing, what would be that be and why?
It would probably be like a superhero show. That's like a comedy superhero show.
Oh, wow. And why would you do that? Why would you direct that?
Because comedy is really amazing and you can do so many fun things with comedy. And because superheroes, I mean, they're awesome. I mean, they can fly, you can give them superpowers, and you can do so much with being a superhero. They can be Invisible Girl. And then you can really put your imagination into works. One could be, I don't know, Panda Girl.
That sounds like an exciting show. I would watch it.
Aw, thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time to take my question. I really appreciate it.
And thank you so much for
answering
it.
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. I didn't hear what you had said.
Pardon?
Oh, no, I was just saying I didn't hear what you said, but again, thank you for taking the time to answer my question.
No, I had so much fun answering it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks
Bye.
For chiming in, caller. We appreciate you. Well, I love it. So a superhero. Ah, interesting. I love it. Yeah, so we put that in the atmosphere because do you know how old the youngest director was when they did their first thing?
Yes, she was 14. I think it was actually Steven Spielberg.
Ah, so that goes to show that you're not too far off. You can do it even sooner. That the age
I
that
sure
you're at
can.
Now, yeah, the age that you're at now doesn't mean that you can't do it in this now moment, but I know you have such a strategic plan for your life and when you want to do that. Share with us, I know that you spoke about your fashion line and having a fashion house. You said you want to have a fashion house in Paris, right?
Yes, I want to have a fashion house in London. I cannot wait.
In London, yes, in London. That is so exciting. And so what age demographic will you be focusing in on for your fashion line?
Maybe like around my college area, so that way I can do it during my summers, and after college I'll really be focusing in on my fashion house and all that cool stuff.
Wonderful. What would you say has been one of the greatest life lessons that you have learned from mom and dad that have really helped you walk out this journey of living the dream?
That if God says something, nobody else can say, no, it's not going to happen. When he says something, that's it, it's done, and he has, like, the final say.
And mom and dad really showed you that by the fact that they got such a powerful word spoken over your life and that they picked up and left and moved from Mississippi to California. What did you think about that when that was happening?
I was like, okay, let's go. I mean, I was ready.
I love it. I understand you have quite an adventurous side. Did you do anything exciting? I know you're on break right now and have gone on vacation. Have you done anything exciting that you've done for the first time lately?
I went boogie boarding. That was really fun. That was my first time doing that.
If I can chime in right there, she went zip lining. She swam with a dolphin.
Yeah,
and she rode a camel. And she went parasailing.
And I kissed a dolphin and a camel.
OMG, I love it. I didn't know that you rode on a camel.
It was really fun, yet bumpy.
It seems like it would be bumpy. Is there
but it had a lot of humps.
Yeah, it does have a lot of humps. And I thank you so much, Kia, for chiming in. Any thoughts that you want to share around this journey of living the dream as we have just a few moments left? We do want to let our global listening audience know you still have an opportunity to chime in. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad. But any other thoughts from you, Kia, on how has it been for you and Sarante raising this megastar that this prophetic word was spoken over her life that you're the parents of? It wasn't that great responsibility, right, to allow her to blossom in all of these areas?
It's a lot of responsibility, but, you know, if the Lord gave her all of these gifts and talents, it's our responsibility to nurture her gifts and talents so she can live up to her full potential. He chose us to parent her, so we seek his face daily on how to parent her because she's unique. She's not like any other child, and she's definitely, you know, we can't raise her the way we were raised, so we have to seek his face daily in order to learn how to parent her because we don't know. So we have to seek his face so he can tell us what to do with this uniquely gift, this unique gift that he's given us in Trinity. And that's for all of the parents out there. When your parent, when your child has gifts and talents and they share their dreams with you, you have to take a step back and pray and seek the Lord and nurture their gifts. You can't shut them down. Trinity does a lot. And it is a lot of responsibility, but we have to nurture them. So I would say to all of the parents to please nurture your child's gifts. Don't shut down their creativity or their imagination. Pray and seek the Lord and see how you can help them walk into everything that the Lord has called them to do.
And, you know, one of the things that stands out for me is that you as a family have really done that. When Trinity took Boston Movement, if I'm not mistaken, she was 6 or 7, right, Kia?
She was 6. Yeah, she was 6. I didn't think you were going to let her in the class.
That's right. She was 6 years old, and she was, you know, a little shy of the official start age. But this is what stands out to me. At 6 years old, she was already into her fashion line. I remember that she did this cute little purse, and I was like, you really designed that? Do you remember that, Trinity?
I sure do. It had cute little pink print with some little froggies on it.
Right, and I was like, wow, she really did this. And I was thinking, you know, how awesome, exactly in alignment with what you were saying, Kia, that you and Sarante have really allowed her to blossom in her gifts. And I think that so often that is where we fall short as parents, that we get afraid of the magnitude or whatever it is, the limits, and our own fears and what have you, and we transfer that to our young people. I'm looking forward, actually, to all of us. I think we're going skydiving together at some point.
No, not all of us. Just you and Ron are going skydiving. You know, my adventurous side has limits.
I love it. So, what wisdom would you share as we prepare? We're just minutes away from the closeout of today's show. What final words of wisdom would you have for someone listening in as it relates to living out their dream?
I would tell anyone to just stay focused on God. Once you're in the dream, it does not get easier. You can't sit back and relax and say, oh, I made it. You can't do that. That's when the real work begins, and you have to seek God for the next move. What's next? Because he's going to keep pouring in you so you can bless the people and he can get the glory, because he's not blessing you for you. He's blessing you so you can bless other people. And he needs to use your life and your struggles to bless somebody else. So focus on God. Seek his face and see what he has for you in your life.
Now, what if they say, I don't have the money, Kia? I know you all sold your home. You moved out here.
No, we didn't.
You
we
came
didn't sell
out
our
with
home.
A bunch of money,
it
right?
Girl, no, we didn't. You know, when, like I said, when, you know, the Lord blessed us with the money the day before to get the truck, you know, we had just enough gas money to take that drive across the country, you know, to get here. You pay your tithes and you give your offerings and your sacrifices. And the Lord, he said to prove him, he does exactly what he says. You may think it's coming one way, but it's not going to come that way. It's going to come the way that he wants to provide for you. He's going to provide for you. If he sees that you have faith and you're trying, you're taking a step, you're trying to move forward in faith, he's going to bless you. His word said it cannot come back void. He's not going to make you shame. He's going to provide for the dream if he's giving it to you.
And, you know, the key is if he has given it to you and if you press through, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Because many quit before because it gets so tough, and then they want to say, well, maybe God didn't say it and he didn't show up and all of this. What words
and
of wisdom would you have? It is the enemy, isn't
that's
it?
That's the enemy, because we were in that spot. Once we got here and nothing was happening, you know, when we were on our face, and we fasted a lot. We didn't eat. There were, you know, days at a time where we didn't eat. We were seeking the Lord's face because, you know, some things only come out but by fasting and praying. And so that's what you have to do. You have to buckle down even harder and seek the Lord's face to let him know, look, Lord, you said it, and I want it just that bad, so I'm not going to eat. And I believe you, and I believe that it's going to manifest, and he will manifest the promises that he's giving you. But you have to believe, you have to not quit, you have to shut the devil up, you have to talk back to the devil. It's not, oh, the devil's saying this. No, you talk back to the devil. You put him in his place. Because if you don't, then you're going to lose your mind, you're going to walk away from the dream, and then you're going to live a miserable life.
And the miserable life comes from, I know, it's like, preach, Mom. Mom has to preach on her right now. But what's so true about what you're saying is that miserable life comes from not fulfilling your God-given assignment, your purpose. So people are living through lives, and they are, quote-unquote, as I often say, the square peg trying to fit into the round hole. They're not in alignment with how they've been created because they're not doing their assignment. Because of fear or whatever it is holding them back. Great words of wisdom. Trinity, I want to give you an opportunity as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Monday. Any closing thoughts, remarks from your point of view?
Yes, I totally believe that God will keep you grounded, and if God gave you a promise and if God gave you a vision to just start acting on it and to start moving and to pray about it and fast and to totally and to read your scripture. And I do think that you guys should do boss and vertical leap. I mean, it is so great and it will really help you with like your scripture and the pledges really, really work.
And I thank you for saying that. I think Mom has it on her calendar for September 10th and 11th. Kia, I have your seat saved. I have your seat saved, Kia, September 10th and 11th.
Oh, well, you know, unfortunately, that's a spa weekend for me, actually. So I won't be there in September.
We're going to keep
you know, I have
trying.
To go relax.
We'll let you know. I know you're working hard. You got to get your R&R in. But we definitely
yes.
will keep that seat safe for you in the future. I want to thank our global listening audience for tuning in today, and I want to let you know that we want to continue this discussion. Maybe you had a pressing question that you didn't ask, and you want to give us some thoughts around today's program. We have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a group, and it is an open group, so we invite you to engage with us through Facebook. You can visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. That leads you to all of our social pathways. We appreciate you tuning in to this installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams here on Inspired Media for You. I have to say thank you so much, Trinity and Kia and the Stokes family as a whole, the tour one. That's why I keep referencing my brother Ron. Toronte, I know that he was on another assignment in this moment. but the tour one. And I thank you so much for saying yes, for coming back and giving us an update on your story, to take the time to share and to give and help to give a little motivation and inspiration to our listening audience. Kia, were you saying something in closing?
Thank you so much for having us, Shania Marie. We really, you know, appreciate being on this call with you.
And you are loved and appreciated.
And you are loved and appreciated. Again, to our global listening audience, thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you.